Good morning. Good. Today, this morning is very exciting for me personally because today we're going to kick off our series in the book of or Paul's letter to the. What's the word? Ephesians. Ako na excited, ano no? Can we read? Ready? Begin. Ephesians. All right. So we're going to kick off our series of study today on this letter on the New Testament. So if you had your Bible, turn your Bible with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. And today we're going just to look at verses 1 and 2. I hope you are ready and I hope you are praying that the Lord will speak to us and minister to you personally as well as we open His Word this morning. And I'm excited, okay? I'm so excited that nag-struggle ko as nag-prepare ko ani. And you can ask my wife, nga usahay, naglisod kog tulog ba? Samtang nag-prepare ko ani. I've been reading and studying and preparing for this series. And sa akong pag-saturate sa akong mind, by God's grace, as I study this letter, usahay, as during the night, matulog ko, usahay din ako katulog kayo because these truths that I'm reading is nag-replace sa akong mind. Okay? And sometimes I dream about Ephesians, okay? I wake up about Ephesians, you know? And I feel like this is too much. And I'm excited today to start this series para na ma-deliver. Para ma-share na ako what the Lord has been teaching to me in my heart personally as well. Someone said that sermon preparation is like giving birth. At first, kung wala pa ka nagpanganak, no, okay, ginadala-dala pa nimo, burden pa kayo, okay? And then, on the day, hapit na nimo i-deliver yung anak, there's an intensity. And for us as preachers, Saturday is the intensity, okay? Or the Friday is the intense part, and then on Sunday is the delivery part. Okay? Someone said that sermon preparation is like death, burial, and resurrection as well. There's a struggle. There's an intensity about it. Now, gistruggle po guani because as nag-prepare ko ani a message, and I really would like to introduce to us our study before diving into the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. But as I study and I prepare, and yun kasi akong kagalingan, dili sa nato mo dive ta deep. I will first give us the overview, the big picture, the panoramic view of Ephesians so that makita nato ang big picture before ta mo dive sa detail. And as nag-prepare ko, I just focus in verses 1 and 2. The problem with verses 1 and 2, it's not that exciting, right? How many of you nagbasa sa Ephesians and then inyong devotional is just Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, which says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Moro dyan na akong challenge and devotional ninyo na, okay? How many of you feel like, okay, mura na isulat ako sa akong journal, Pastor? And mura na akong devotion, mura na akong focus. Yes, that's the challenge. That's challenging, right? And we're going to look at just that two verses today as we dive into this letter. And for that, we need the help of the Holy Spirit to enable us to illumine our mind so that we can understand what He wants us to understand. So pray with me, pray with your seatmate, pray with us as we dive into this study. Father, we acknowledge that we cannot understand apart from the Holy Spirit. I pray right now and I ask for your divine illumination. Help us to see the things that you want us to see. Help us to know you more because you are the center of this study. Help us to know Jesus, the Son who loves us and gave Himself for us. Help us to be dependent upon the Spirit because He is the Father's gift to us as we believe upon the gospel. Father, right now I pray that may you be glorified in the gathering, in the hearing, in the preaching of your word. Be exalted on the heavens, Lord. As we come to listen to your word, I pray that may you give us a heart of humility as well to see the things and to respond in obedience to the things that you want us to see. Help us to be obedient people as we obey by your grace, by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. How many of you loves to travel? Or pangarap ra magka-travel kaya wala pa kay budget, okay? I think most of us wants to travel sometimes and to explore new places. Now, what would you do if you are preparing yourself kay naana kay ticket na and you're traveling to a certain place? What would you do? And say first thing may buhaton or say mga couple of things nga imong buhaton if you're traveling into a new place. Well, of course, one of the things imong buhaton is you ask questions, right? Like what is the mode of transportation? Okay? Where will we be staying? Hotel, apartment, or anything? Airbnb? How much is the overall budget of the travel? Or maybe what is our itinerary? Yung sa mga spots nga nindot na to, i-visit, kini nga spot, kini bang spot. Of course, you research about the place. You want to see an overview. You want to ask questions. Okay? Why? Because questions give us expectation. Para pag travel mo na ang place, even though wala pa kakabaadto niya nga place, na kay set initial expectation, right? Dili para dili ka ma-shock. At least min ko ganahan ko ani kay nakita na ko sa Facebook, i-research na ako ni. So it gives us expectation. All right? And expectations are good because they give us something to look forward to. Right? That is my goal as we launch in this study in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. I want to give us an overview. I want to give us a panoramic picture, and I want to give us an expectation of why we should study this letter. Ganong kinahanglan mo spend a couple of weeks to really go through and study Paul's letter to the Ephesians. I want to bring us to that journey. I want us to travel toward that journey as well. Now, as I prepare in this message, akong giingon, nag-struggle ko because nag-prepare jud ko introduction ra ng message. As nag-prepare ko introduction, mayayon jud ko nga kung i-preach na ko tanan, akong gi-prepare nga introduction, dili na mo managad na ako, okay, after. Because that is too long. So akong gi-cut akong introduction into part 1 and part 2. Now, this is just introduction, part 1, okay? And we're not going to dive in the Ephesians. We're just going to see its overview and read the verse 1 and verse 2. So we're going to look at three things from this message and from these two verses. First, we're going to look at the author of the letter. And then we're going to look at the audience of the letter. And we're going to look at the atmosphere of the letter. These are the questions that give us overview before you study anything. Okay? Before mag-study ka, kinalan, ilaon na sa nimo kinsa nagsulat. Para asa ang gisulat. O kung say atmosphere, mode, or tone sa gisulat. Alright? Dili ra ka modritso og dive. Dapat imo pod sutaon kung unsa na imong gidiveban. Tubig ba ni o simento, di ba? So nga naon na ito na, question na ito na, okay? As we study. Are you ready? Are you excited?
Yes!
Kana tinudan na, dili fake ba? Are you? Okay, this is the Word of God, inspired by the Holy Spirit, God's gift to us. We are excited because we are God's redeemed people, privileged to study His Word. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, I'm excited. First point, the author of the letter. Who is the author of the letter? Paul. And he calls himself an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. Now, the letter begins by introducing to us its author, obviously. Kung naay manuktok sa inyong balay, and mailman from LBC, tapos may yun siya nimo, nakisulat, sir, ma'am, kung sa'yo mo ang i-ask sa iya, ha? Kinsa nagigan, right? Because kung kinsa nagigan defines your expectation as you read and receive the letter, right? And so, sa unang panahon mang good, magsulat sa letter, usually, kung musulat ang letter ron, ulahi ang nagsulat, di ba? Dear so-and-so, kinsa nagsulat ang na ulahi. Sa unang panahon, in times of Paul, in the New Testament times, ilang ginasulatan? Scroll. Okay? So, imagino ni mo, kung isulat ni mo, imuhang ang author, isulat niya yung ngalan sa pinaka last. Ang buhato nila, kinsa na naging letter gikan, so scroll nila maayo. And then pagkaman scroll up na po, dili kayo na efficient, right? So the best way is to put the source of the letter from the very beginning of the letter. That's why Paul says, Paul, an apostle, para makaingon ka, asa nagikan? Ka-Paul. Ah, alright, ka-Paul. So, karon wala na because dili na scroll atong ginagamit, bond paper. Nawala na dyan ng letter gani. Okay? email na, right? So this is the point. When you study letter, you must letter or the epistles of the New Testament, you must treat it like a letter. Para masabdan jud nimo. Okay? Our professor once said nga kung mag-study kag letter dapat i-copy nimo tanan ang words ani sa Microsoft Word. Paghuman kuha ang chapter, kuha ang verses, tapos i-print nimo, tapos ato kag post office i-email nimo sa imong sarili. Okay? Para kung ang post office daw manuktok sa imong balay, mayon pa. Okay, nakaka-receive kag letter. And as you read the letter, you feel like receiving a letter. Para ma-feel ni mo, what does it mean to read an epistle, a letter? Wala na akong nagibuhat, ani ha? Akong gibuhat ra, I just study it and keep that in mind that this is a letter that we need to study. Because ancient letters are like that. Now, as akong gingon, Paul is the author of this letter. Now, trusted scholars and theologians believe that Paul wrote this letter when he was in prison in Rome. Okay? Naa siya sa prisuhan. That's why Ephesians and some of the letters in the New Testament are called the prison letters, like Colossians. And he didn't actually write it, but actually, wala dyan siya nag-personal nag-write. Anik, naman siya sa prisuhan. According to scholars, naa siya assistant. Social kasi po, naa siya assistant, bisag naa sa prisuhan, okay? And yung assistant, his name is Tychicus. Say the word with me. Tychicus, okay? Tychicus, nindot na, ipangalan sa inyong anak, okay? He's a very good Christian, actual assistant si Paul. In fact, many scholars believe that Ephesians was written not by Paul, but sugod niya si Tychicus to write Ephesians, and is written along with other letter as well, Colossians. Okay? So if you read Colossians and if you read Ephesians, naagamay silang similarity. Why? Because I believe in the scholars, they say that they were written in the same time. And a delivery man, a male guy who delivers this to the churches is no other than the one who write, Tychicus. Okay? And if you read Colossians, actually, let's look at Colossians chapter 4:16. Okay? Colossians chapter 4, verse 16. Look at in your Bible. Colossians chapter 4, verse 16. Okay? I think naa may Bible, so open nato na Colossians chapter 4, verse 16. Ngayon diya, si Paul, and when this letter, kining Colossians ha, when this letter has been read among you, have it also read in the church of Laodiceans, and see that you also read the letter from Laodicea. Now, many scholars believe that kining letter from the Laodicea is also the letter from Ephesians. Alright? Ang ginabuhat nila, ginatawag niya circular letter. In other words, it's a letter for all the churches actually. It's not just for Ephesus, but for all the churches in Asia Minor. Circular letter. In other words, some early manuscript man good, nakita nila nga na ay blank sa letter of Ephesians. Wala dyan yung two Ephesus. Two blank. Kabanay ka, during a campaign, usually, among ginabuhat, ilang ginabuhat, ako gitabang-tabang ra ko, okay? Ilang ginabuhat sa mga SMCI workers is you go to the campus, you go to the schools para mo submit og letter para makakanda og e-campaign during sa mga, you know, katong nga nag-e-campaign pa ta. Usually, usa ra jud na ka letter, pareha ra ng message, pero naara na yung mga blank. Kada mga blank is para sa mga specific schools, kung kinsa tong mga administrators i-fill in ra nila, right? Ingana ang Ephesians. Ephesians is like a template letter, general letter for all the churches in Asia Minor. And it's just template in order to be read to the churches around that region. And so this is Paul writing to the Ephesians. Now, how did Paul introduce himself in the letter? Well, ningon siya, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus. Now, the word apostle is very interesting because what does it mean? Well, in the New Testament context, what qualifies one as an apostle is one should see the risen Christ and is being commissioned by that risen Christ to be the bringer or the preacher of good news. Okay? That's what it means an apostle. And I know na mga today na mga ginatawag nga apostle so and so, apostle Kibuloy, Apolo de ay dili na apostle Kibuloy de no or whatever nga mga tao. To be honest, there's no such thing as an apostle. Apostle are limited to the people who see Christ. Okay? There is what we call gift of apostleship, small letter A, and it's called missionary gift. But there's no such thing an apostle today. It's limited to the people who have seen the risen Christ, the Jewish Messiah, from their eyes. He's called an apostle of Jesus Christ because he was commissioned by Jesus Christ on the road of Damascus. If you remember Paul was traveling like a religious zealot to want to kill Christians. He is not a Christian, by the way. He's a very religious guy. His mission in life is to eradicate anything that threatened his religion. And his religion at the time is Judaism. And he believed he's serving God. And he believed that Christians are heretics, perverter of the truth. And so he wants to eradicate Christians. And as he was doing this mission, Jesus Christ showed him that he is not actually serving God. He is kicking against the pricks. In other words, he is actually disobeying the God he professed to serve. Because Jesus Christ is the true fulfillment of Judaism. Everything in the Old Testament points to him. The temple worship points to him. And Jesus, in his mercy and grace, came to Paul and revealed himself. Paul, at that moment, according to some scholars, converted. Or Paul, at that moment, makes sense to him what Christianity is all about. And at the same time, he was commissioned by Jesus Christ to be an apostle, bringer of the good news to the Gentiles. And he was used by God in his faithfulness to plant churches in Asia Minor, and all the Gentile regions at that time. He was called an apostle. Now, why is he was an apostle? Mo ba niya ang pangarap sa iyang kinabuhi? Ningon ba siya, gusto ko, paglaki ko, maging apostle? Now, Paul is saying, this is not something I want. This is not about my will. Because ningon siya, I'm an apostle of Christ Jesus. What? By the will of God. And that's an important description about himself. You don't choose to be an apostle. God sovereignly assigned you to be an apostle. Like, you don't choose to be a Christian. God chose you to be a Christian. You don't wake up one day and go, I want to be a Christian. No, the reason that you can become a Christian is because God has given you an opportunity, an invitation by His sovereign grace to be a believer of Jesus Christ. Christian is not something you aspire, it's something God gives to you. It's a privilege. It's a position, same as an apostleship. And Paul recognized that it is a sovereign choosing of God in His grace that he was designed to be an apostle. He is reflecting that reality when he wrote Galatians chapter 1. If you look at Galatians chapter 1, he kind of reflect about this. Think in Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 to 16. Let me read it to you. Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 to 16. So that's the first chapter of Galatians. Ngayon si Paul, but when he, God, who had set me apart before I was born. That's an Old Testament prophetic line. Because nga napod giingon ni Jeremiah, that when God chose Jeremiah, he was set apart before he was born in his womb, in the mother's womb. And so ningon si Paul, when God set me apart before I was born, and who called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles. So Paul is saying that my calling as an apostle, as a preacher to the Gentiles of the gospel, that choice is not my choice. That choice is a sovereign choice by this God who called me. This is not according to my want, my ambition, my wish, but it is what God wants. Whatever I do moving forward is because God wills it and God plans it. Whatever I teach to you in this letter is not according to my will, but according to His will. That is what the Apostle Paul is saying here. Now, you may be asking, okay, what's the point, Pastor? Why are we talking about this, about the author? It's the point. We're going to study the letter of Ephesians. You will be challenged. You will be comforted. You will be called to faith. You and I will be called to repentance. There are some things that is comfortable. There are some things that are uncomfortable. Whatever it is, we must accept this, that this is a letter from Paul who are divinely instructed by God to write letter to the churches, and it is inspired. Amen? And it is inspired. This is not product of human research. human imagination or human cleverness trying to made up these things that we were about to study. This is divine revelation revealed to Paul, and Paul revealed it to churches, and eventually right now we are studying it. We must approach this study with a trepidation. We must approach, as we open the scripture, as we study Ephesians, we must approach it like we are treading in a holy ground and taking off our sandals, recognizing that this is the very word and revelation of God for my life. That should be our approach. The letter that we are about to study has authority over our lives because ultimately it comes from God. Paul didn't make this up when he wrote, "Salvation is by grace through faith alone." That's not his human imagination. That's God revealing to him the way of salvation. And we're going to look at some things that are mysterious in the letter of Paul. Some instructions about the household. Some instruction about spiritual warfare. Some instruction about being converted. Right now, this is your life. You are dead in sin. Right now, when you trust in Christ, you are made new. You become a new creation. Those things are not Paul's ideas. Those ideas are from God, and we must receive it, not as the word of man, but as the word of God. As you listen to our study, as you study this letter, my prayer is that you don't reject it, but you submit to it. My prayer is that you come with humility and say, "Lord, I don't know nothing. You teach me. Lord, I know that this is your book inspired. It's divine revelation. I must come with humility, asking you to teach me." It's not enough to profess that the Bible is the word of God. Let me ask you, do you believe that the Bible is the word of God? Second question, do you study the word of God? Because if you don't read and study the word of God, your profession that I believe that the Bible is the word of God is nothing. If you believe this is the divine word, a gift, an instruction for you, you gotta study it. You gotta learn from it. And this is our challenge as we study. Okay? To benefit in this study, we must come with an attitude of reverence and submission to what God will be teaching to us in this letter. And let me tell you, guys, it will be comforting, but sometimes it will be very challenging. But it is the word of God. Okay? And dili ka mubasa sa pulong sa Ginoo ka ng cherry picking, ba? Kanamayong raka, oy, ganaan rakuha ni nga part, kay comforting. Kini nga part, ay, dili raka, pwede ra skip. Usually, nga na natin, naan natin in our modern generation today, we don't like a song, we skip it. We don't like a movie, we skip it, right? And sometimes we treat scriptures like that. Scriptures should not be treated like that. You don't skip it. You deal with it. Right? Because sometimes the things that you want to skip is the thing that you really need. And that is the thing that God wants really to communicate to you. If you want to really be formed by God's grace, if you want really to grow, you must accept the word of God as it is. Okay? And not make any justification, reason, excuses, you know? And you must come to study the word. Okay? And it should be our priority. If we believe that Ephesians is an apostolic letter inspired by God, we must study it. We must study it like what Luke described in Acts about the early church believers. Luke describes them as they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, right? They devoted themselves. I love the word devoted. What's the word? What's that word mean? It means that they prioritize to study the apostolic teaching, because this apostolic teaching is not a product of human mind. It's a divine revelation. Okay? That's why there is a church, atong goal is really to study the scripture and to study it so that we can obey it. Wala rata ni ato diri para gani ka nang ma-comfort na kagamay and para na kami yun kaganaan ako, pastor, ma-comfort na ako. Bahalag baka kay mga madunggan, makomfort ako, okay? And dagan kay mga tao that they treat church like a TED Talk or Oprah Winfrey or a little bit of encouragement or a sermonet for Christianet kind of approach. We don't like that because we believe that we want to build our faith not in the wisdom of men, not in the cleverness of a preacher, not in the stories and the preacher and the anecdote of a preacher. We want to build our life on the wisdom and revelation of the Word of God, amen? That should be our attitude as we approach this study. So my challenge, okay, my application for this study is this. My challenge is that I want you to read the letter of Ephesians this week, this coming weeks, this month, okay? I want you to read it in one sitting or chapter by chapter. Read it in different version, you know. Naamoy dagang version, naamoy Greek, Latin, pwede po na ninyo, okay? Make this as a part of your daily devotion. Pwede po na ninyo, daily devotion ninyo. Okay, kung napaka ay other devotion, pwede ni mo ni add another devotion sa mo, okay? Amazing kayo na. Make this as a part of your, yeah, daily devotion. Underline or circle the repeated words. As you study, here's my encouragement. Para fruitful imong study, kung unsa mga gina-repeat sa ni Paul ng word, underline it, okay? And count how many times did Paul repeat that. Nganong gi-repeat na niya. List all your questions and observation along the way. Kung naamoy question, nganong ingani, unsa but pasabot ani? Good na. Usahay man good no, the reason wala tay learning kay dito ka balo mangutana. Maulaw pud ta mangutana. Questioning is part of learning, okay? So kung naa kay nasabtan, dili pa pasabot bubuk ka. It's just part of learning. Ask question. Okay, if you really believe that this is the word of God, you must seek it like gold. You must dig it like you're finding diamonds and pearls. You must study it. List all your question and observation along the way. List the indicative. Indicative but pasabot unsa mga statement of fact. Dili na siya sugo, but a factual statement about God, about yourself, about sin, about Christ, about salvation, about any topic. Anything that is statement of fact, because the first three chapters, there's a lot of indicatives. Okay? And list all the imperatives. Imperative, bubasabot, command, dili ni option. You must do it. Command ni siya. In other words, are you obeying it because it's God command? Reflect. Let me tell you, if you read it, if you read the Word of God, if you read Ephesians this month, and if you study it over and over, dili ra ka mo open sa Bible kung Sunday, you open it every day, man, it would change your life. I guarantee it. Because the Word of God is inspired by the Holy Spirit and it is profitable for instruction. It will change your life. That is, it changed mine. Amen? Are you ready up for the challenge? I think, wala mo ga-expect ngay challenge na mo yung ana ba? Dapat natin yung nani nga challenge po, right? Dilira mo yung kahay, Ephesians meron, chapter 1. Should read along and we should study. We should be devoted to apostles' teaching. Okay? And one of my goal, really, the reason why we need to do this is because this is a reminder verse. Kabala na mo ani, gina-emphasis na to ani, but it's an over and over, a repeated reminder because we, as human, we forget. We forget that this is important. We forget that this is a priority. We forget that this is our life as a believer in Jesus Christ. And the reason why we want to dive deep to the scripture and study Ephesians is because I love the saying of the reformers in the Netherlands. Okay? There's a reformer in the Netherlands who says this Latin. Okay? Are you ready for this Latin? Yun siya, Ecclesia reformata semper reformanda secundum verbi Dei. I love that. You know what it means? It means that the church is reformed and always in need of being reformed according to the Word of God. Because there's never one time in your life that mayroon ka nga, dili na ta mag-preach about Bible, pastor, pwede na ta mag-talk about stories. No! The church is always in need of reforming according to the Word of God. You individually are always in need of reforming, changing, transformation from glory to glory to become like Jesus. Amen? The only tool and instrument that God's given to us is the Word of God. Not encyclopedia, not any video documentaries or any resources from the world. The only divine inspiration for us to do that is the Scripture. Semper reformanda. The church.